The first notable fire of the 2016 season has crews busy controlling a blaze started by lightning in the desert terrain of west central Utah. By Friday afternoon, the Northmore fire was at about 1,400 acres. KUER's Bob Nelson reports.
Adam Solt is with the Central Interagency Fire Team. He says wind has been a factor in the fire's growth, but it's also unusual to have flames with this type of behavior.
The way the vegetation was burning was somewhat extreme for this time of the year. We had crown fires going from pinyon and juniper trees in the crowns, and that's more like your high elevation forest timber that will crown fire. So to have your pinyon and juniper have a crown fire, that's kind of a sign that, you know, it is pretty dry or starting to dry out pretty quick.
Solt says about 140 personnel are on the crew, including six engines, a bulldozer, and a helicopter, but he says they are ready to add more if needed.
Because out here in the desert, you might not think that there is a lot of continuous vegetation, but in the area where it was burning, there actually was quite a bit of grass and sagebrush.
The fire is about 10 miles north of the popular Little Sahara Recreation Area. Solt says even though the area around the sand dunes is fully accessible, they're asking visitors to stay well away from the burning area. Bob Nelson, KUER News.